What's up, guys? This is Justin the Highlight Gaethje, and you're about to get KO'd by Knockout Radio.
And we are back. This is Knockout Radio coming to you live from Tour de Pizza Duke, 8824 St. Pete, Florida. I forgot the address. Just keep an eye on this hurricane, this Dorian, affecting the East Coast.
Well, but it's past us in the Tampa, region. We really didn't get hit with anything.
But our brothers and sisters to the north are definitely dealing with it right now. So thoughts and prayers go out to all those affected, especially the Bahamas.
And just so you know, because you were going to correct me during the next break, I wasn't getting flustered east and west. I know that we're west. I know that Daytona's east. Max is coming east. So when he was saying east, it was kind of throwing east and west. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got, like your geography got.
No, it didn't get messed up. It's just what we're talking about. He's coming east, but he's coming to the west side of Florida.
I have a question. You were in the Navy.
What does that got to do with anything?
Well, if the submarine's under the water, would it be affected by the hurricane above it?
I'm going to say very little.
Yeah. I mean, it's only a surface.
Yeah. I mean, the water's still, and I was never on a sub.
Oh, okay.
I went on one for about 3 seconds and said, I would rather kill myself. I don't know how people did that.
Really?
Now it's still different because there was times we were in the middle of the ocean for, 3 months. We were in the middle of the ocean for weeks at a time without coming, to a port. So it's almost the same thing.
Sure.
Like I never went outside. I literally would go from where we are sleeping, from our berthing up to CIC and then back down. But at least, I was able to walk around a little bit. On a sub, I don't know if there really is any spots to walk.
Without getting wet. if you open the door, the thing's going to sink, right?
What? You don't open a sub door.
That's what I'm saying. Once you're inside, you can't get out. Nowhere to go. There's no observation decks.
I wonder how many of the ships are taken out. I know the planes left MacDill.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw that. They also
they all moved them to like Oklahoma.
Yeah, it was out west.
Right.
Because they can't be here now. Wouldn't that be a good time to attack? I'm just saying.
Well, all the planes are away.
I don't know why things are reported.
Right. Like we're sending all of our defense planes to another part of the country. Like,
there's going to be a DUI sting on the corner of 4th Street and 90th Avenue.
Yeah.
Why is this in? Why is that publicized?
You'd have to fly through a hurricane to get to attack us. So I guess the odds are not in your favor.
Do you really believe that? You don't think there's people? I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Or maybe we should just ban attacks.
Yeah, or stop reporting the news. But didn't we do that in Gulf Storm, like Desert Storm? Didn't we say, hey, we're going to attack tonight? we told them we were coming.
Here's another question for you, because I saw that. Stop playing footsies. Why do people who smoke throw cigarettes just on the ground like they own the world? I watched this lady.
It's the same reason that cyclists think that they're entitled to all the road and ride a bicycle.
They know better than when I'm coming by.
Oh.
We went to go pick up my mom yesterday, and I was driving down a back street, and a car starts to back up like I'm supposed to stop.
Right.
Shouldn't you look before you back up? So I just kept going.
Right.
So he literally stopped.
Right.
So I drove around him.
Don't they teach you in driver's ed if anyone makes you change your rate of speed, then it's their responsibility to stop. They can't interfere with your rate of speed. Now, if you accelerate to...
I didn't accelerate.
Right, then you did nothing wrong.
And my thing is, moron, you're backing up, so continue backing up.
Right.
Why are you going to stop to see if I'm going to stop? Keep going, and you would have been gone by the time. Instead, I had to pull up on the curb and get yelled at by my wife.
That's how road rage turns into physical UFC violence.
And that's what my wife said about road rage.
That's how it starts.
Yeah, I just saw something. I don't remember where it was, but it was on the news that a young female was attacked by four people.
Okay,
she was in her car.
All right.
Only they didn't know she had a gun.
Oh, yeah.
And one was shot. The other three were arrested. I'd love that.
Well, all you got to do is shoot the first one. Everybody else runs.
Sometimes.
Yeah, most of the time.
I would just shoot them all.
If not,
just keep shooting. Yeah. And the problem is then she's the one that's going to get arrested.
Right. She has to deal with the court and clearing her name. And
it's awful.
But I would just get out and start doing the Alistair Overeem Pez dispenser to people. I would just start knocking heads up.
You showed me the Netherlands.
Yeah, the Netherlands.
Back on who it was.
The top countries.
It was Overeem.
Alistair Overeem is Dutch.
I know, but what title did he win?
Was he ever the heavyweight champ? Did he ever win? Did he win in that era where there were?
He might have been over in Pride.
Well, maybe. It also says in
that's why you. That's why. Boss, hold on a second. Hold on. I said Boss.
Boss Rudin.
Yeah, I already said that. Remember, and then you talked about his apparatus.
And Jermaine de Rondamine, the female champ.
Right. Right.
So there's
three. But that's why you should be very careful when you read things, whether it's UFC, MMA,
right,
football, soccer, whatever it is that you're talking about.
Sure. Yeah, because there's different federations, different organizations, different.
Speaking of federations, how do you want to give away a pair of tickets to BKFC 8?
Ooh.
How do you want to do it?
Let's, the best nickname for the hurricane.
Or we could just see who's listening.
Oh, we could do that.
Okay.
But like, why don't hurricanes have like fighting nicknames like hailing from?
I want to know why
the Atlantic Ocean.
Why do they retire the names?
Well, because of the devastation and the name sensitivity. Like Katrina will always be associated with New Orleans.
But maybe it wouldn't. So if you were to use Katrina again. And it would just die out in the middle of the ocean?
Like, oh, which Katrina? Like, the lazy one that didn't come
out? Exactly. I'm just saying.
Or the one that destroyed our life, right? I mean, like, they'll definitely retire Dorian, no question, because of the devastation of the Bahamas. Andrew. I mean, there'll never be another Andrew.
Now, wouldn't that be offensive to Andrew? Like, yeah. There's only one Andrew?
Well, I mean, there should only be one nickname in MMA. Like, you know, the Nightmare. There should be one. Diego Sanchez, the Nightmare.
But how can you do that?
You can't have seven nightmares.
Why? Because somebody had it 15 years ago?
One nickname per fighter.
See, that, and that's like...
And you retire the name just like they do a Hall of Fame.
Who retires the name?
Who's we? The Knockout Radio Randy Regime and officials.
So what if there was somebody that had a nickname and he was 0-9? He still gets to keep the nickname?
Well, you have to be good.
So now there's rules.
See, there's always rules.
And that's
even the UFC, no rules in the beginning, had two rules. And they had no wrist wraps or anything. So I know it's not boxing, but it was bare knuckle back in 1992.
Bare knuckle, back to Tampa.
It's coming back.
It is.
Well, why was that different? Because it was mixed martial arts and it was like all disciplines.
Was what different?
Bare knuckle boxing was banned for 129 years on U.S. soil. Is that because it's just one discipline of boxing and it's bare knuckle? Because the UFC, if you watch the original tape, those guys came out and they had nothing. Like Hoist had his pajamas on.
Don't take my line. If you want to come up with something, that's right. Fine.
But
pajamas are my call.
But those guys had no wraps on their hands.
Do you own a gi?
Yes, I have three.
What's wrong with the other two?
Nothing.
Why do you think you
colors they match? It's like when Julian Lane comes on and we talk about the Mohawk style in performance means a lot. You can act like it doesn't, but there's definitely a style factor for the fans, for the interaction.
I get it. Energy. I understand what you're saying because you fall under if you can't operate, decorate.
So I have a blue.
So I get it.
I have a blue gi and I have white gi. Sometimes I wear the white pants with the blue top. Sometimes I wear the white on white. And that way I look.
Do you have to get approval? You know, is it kind of like the NFL where they tell you what you're going to wear this night?
I'll tell you what, wearing a white on white gi, and if you have any kind of white hood or stocking cap or anything, looks a little risky. It's a little scary. I'm not going to lie.
Oh my God.
But at least the belt holds me together.
All right. So how do you want to give away a pair of bare knuckle tickets?
I think the best nickname for the hurricane. Name Dorian.
Awful.
The best fighting nickname.
No.
Why?
Because it's for the same reason that you just told me that you're retiring the number.
It'd be something slow. It'd be something like not like, you know, I mean, it's like the slowest hurricane in history.
So you're now going to play a game with a hurricane name that has devastated a country.
No, not our country. I mean, it's not our problem, technically. But we're going to fix it.
Yeah, it is our problem.
Yeah, we will.
We are going to fix it.
I mean, Disney owns the country, probably.
How about Disney left some people on their island?
They say it was in a resort that was...
Well, they're probably safer there.
...to withstand 150 mile-per-hour winds.
Granted, it got up to 180, but
220 with gusts.
Right.
So they're like, oops.
You're safe as long as it doesn't get over what it got over.
What if that's the island where Epstein had all the... Maybe this is a deliberate... conspiracy theories. Chime in.
I'm not touching nothing.
Apparently, that's what they had a problem with. Oh, look at what the cat drug in. Dorian blew in our super fan
back from Alaska. I was talking to Nick from time to time. He's like, God, I hate this place.
Oh, come on.
I got to get out of here. So let's get out of here real quick. Let's go hit our mid-break.
Welcome
let's
back.
Welcome Nick. What title does he have? So if Grossman is the president, Sergeant at Arms?
Nick the Eskimo. What's your last name? The Eskimo.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, You're an Idiot, and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network, AM 1340, WTAN.
Yo, this is Platinum Mike Perry. You're listening to Knockout Radio. Make sure you watch me fight the Cowboy November 10th, UFC on Fox.
You got that fight.
I'm going to take Cowboy.
That's my fault. You know, I don't update. I don't delete. You know, Nick's here talking about hoarders. I've hoarded about 3,000 liners.
You have.
And I never clean them up. I never cut them out.
Never added them. Or,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but at least that's probably the cleanest one you have of his.
That goes back to why I said Alex was more valuable than you.
Oh, because Alex was more of a producer and I'm just the talent.
No, Alex was more a producer and you're just filling time.
Oh, well. Thank you.
Do you really believe you're a talent?
Oh, seriously. Yeah. No, this is my career.
Is this kind of like when a fighter fights and he knows he has no chance, but he lies to himself?
Oh, like Buster Douglas?
No, yeah. Buster.
Yes.
No,
yes. This is exactly that.
No, Buster Douglas knew he was going
to
win.
Did you see that your boy is planning to come back in 2020? Anthony Tumble Johnson? Because he's going to take a fall.
You keep talking. I think that video was truthful.
I think it is. I'm ready for it.
Well, you know what else you're ready for?
I'm ready for Julian and Lane.
BKFC 8.
Tampa, Florida.
Back to Tampa.
October 19th.
Julian, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you doing, man?
We appreciate your time. So, what are we, about 7 weeks out?
Yeah, I would say a little less than that. About six. A little over six.
What kind of training, you know, are you in now, and how does that change as you get closer to fight time?
Hey, training's going smooth, man. Pretty much, I just stay ready, man. You know, I'm constantly, you know, I just always make sure my cardio is up to par. Just stay sharp in the gym, man. You know, pretty much just basically just working, you know, mostly on picking my shots, man, and like with this bare knuckle, man, because the last fight, I tore my hands up pretty bad, man, just beating the guy all over his head. So, you know, you got to kind of, you know, get your accuracy down better, man, more body shots. So, look, you know, I'm improving my next fight. Sure.
And that's what I've been explaining. You know, I've covered BK FC. I've been to what, six of the seven so far, and I really do enjoy it. I've covered MMA longer than probably anybody in the country, and I've really drawn to bare knuckle in exactly what you just said. It's not an all out brawl per se, because you have to pick and choose your shots. You have to be careful, or as we all know, you can hurt yourself and break your knuckles.
For sure, man. It's a couple times now.
How did you make the transition, make the decision, you know, to go from MMA, and you're probably doing both, but from MMA to bare knuckle?
Well, I was just, actually, I was talking to this guy out in Russia, and, you know, I fought out in Russia a couple of years ago, and he was kind of like a manager, you know, he booked me a fight. And I'd give him a little percentage of the purse. And so he, you know, booked me a fight out in Russia. And then, you know, after that, he called me like, hey, have you ever heard of bare knuckle boxing? And I was like, no, sounds pretty cool, though. Sounds like some old school stuff. You know, I definitely would like to get into it. He's like, all right, well, I got a fight for you out in England. And it was a guy by the name of Jimmy Sweeney. At the time, he was 17-0. And this was before the bare knuckle was legal in the United States. I was, it was probably a little over 2 years ago. I went over there on my debut fight, fought a guy 17-0 from Ireland, bare knuckle boxing world champion, Jimmy Sweeney. And I dethroned him in my debut fight, man, and I took the belt. And after that, I just fell in love with it, man. I felt like it was like a new beginning for me, you know what I mean?
How different is it, you know, past the obvious, it's bare knuckle, it is no gloves compared to the MMA. MMA, you know, there's so many other things that you have to not only train for, but worry about. So how different is it mentally to fight bare knuckle, where all you really have to do is throw punches?
Yeah, mentally, it's easier in training. It's easier, I would say, not in the fight. It's pretty much the same when it comes to the fight, you know, mentally. You know, it's just about getting in there and doing it. So, but yeah, for the training part, man, it's definitely easier on your body, I would say, training for a boxing match compared to a MMA fight. You know, you don't have, there's a lot less techniques involved when it comes to like different arts, like kickboxing, jiu-jitsu, and stuff like that. So, you know, I have to, you know, and the rounds are much shorter in bare knuckle, 2 minutes compared to 5 minute rounds. It's definitely, you know, a lot easier on your body. I still train hard for it. You know, I don't just take it lightly at all, you know, so. But, yeah, mentally, it's a lot easier mentally and physically. But I love it, man. I just love it. To me, it's just straight up old school, man. This is where it all started, man. So, and, you know, everything, hey, everything comes back. So it's like, hey, here you go again, man. It's the time of, in this world where we're going to, you know, make history and bring this new sport back to life, man.
And I think your fight here in Tampa on the 19th is one of those ones that really can help propel bare knuckle, you know, with your background, with Jim Aller's background, you know, with what he just did in Biloxi. You have to be excited about who you're fighting in and what this fight can do.
Yeah, man, I already knew who I was fighting before Dave even told me, man. He was just like, I called him up like, hey, you got me a fight? You know, because my weight class is 165, so... He's like, can you make 155? And I said, what do you want me to fight, Allers? And he just automatically was like, yep. I was like, all right, yep. I already knew it, man. But, yeah, I can make 155, man. You know, it's just going to make me more disciplined, you know, in training and eating healthier, you know. So, but yeah, it's definitely, I would say, the fight all the fans are looking forward to in Tampa, man, for sure. You know, I got a big fan base out there. The crowd loved me last time I was out there. And I know he's from Florida, so it's just, yeah, that's definitely like a treat for Tampa Bay. So they're going to love that one, man.
Hey, Julian, you and I have been friends a long time on social media. You know,
I apologize for that, too.
Just you and I are a handful of men who know the power of a red mohawk and what it can do. Obviously, I got mine from my friend Hulk Hogan, But like, how important is style? How important is that flash and that flair for your fan base or to excite the crowd to your fighting style?
I felt like, you know, it doesn't really matter now. You know, I'm not, like, this time, you know, people, they like flashy stuff, but really, man, you gotta flash with your skills, man. You know what I mean? Not just your looks, you know? Yeah. You know, it's good to stand out, you know what I mean? Like, the whole red mohawk thing, I did that, you know, for the Ultimate Fighter tryouts and all that, so I could stand out in front of thousands of people, you know, when I'm trying out for it. And after that, it just kind of became my marking, because that's who I was at the trial, so they wanted me to, you know, be that person all the time, you know what I mean? So the fans don't lose track of, like, who I am, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, the style, man, is really comes down to showing up in that cage, man, or that ring, and leaving everything in there, man, and performing. It's all about performance. Be flashy with a spinning back fist or like a kick or something, like a spinning kick or do something like that, you know, not just with your look. So, yeah. That's changed also.
Jillian, as you're talking about, you know, performing and give me your dealings with David Feldman so far. I mean, I have been so impressed with what he has done, how he has handled this corporation, where he has taken it from Cheyenne, Wyoming to Tampa to Biloxi, you know, a couple of weeks ago. You know, I'm just kind of curious how that
Cancun now. Don't forget Cancun.
See, that was the one I didn't go to, so I never bring it up because I forget about it. But yeah, you're right. And I really believe that this is the next sport, and I think Dave Feldman is the guy to help take this, you know, along with you fighters and the athletes, that he is the leader that's really going to be able to do this. And I'm just curious how your, you know, interactions with Dave and his team have been.
Dude, Dave's been great to me, man. Yeah. I believe in Dave. I believe in his ideas for this sport taking off, and you know, everything, all the hard work he puts into it, man, he definitely knows what he's doing. And it's just a matter of time, you know, before this is the next big thing, man. And, you know, Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship is definitely going to be that main headquarters for everybody that wants to be on that big show, you know, that UFC wants to be that UFC. That's going to be Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, man. And he's been good to me, man.
I definitely, you know, believe that as well, and I get so hyped up, and I want to ask you how you get hyped up as Dave goes through his speech backstage and, you know, how what he expects and what he wants. I get excited just listening to it. So as a fighter who's getting ready to go in and perform, how does that amp you up as well?
Oh, yeah, that's my mindset going into it regardless, man. Go all out there and give it all you got, man, you know what I'm saying? You don't get too many opportunities in life, but I've been blessed to have multiple opportunities, but like I said, each opportunity I get, man, I look at it like that's my only opportunity. So, you know, you take advantage of your opportunities and go out there, man, regardless you win or lose, man, you got to go out there and try to kill the guy, man. So that's that's pretty much sums up what's going to happen that night. You know what I mean? It's either kill or be killed, man. So that's all. Pretty much whoever's quicker to pull that trigger, man, I say, you know what I mean?
And so Jillian,
he can handle it. You know what I mean? If he can handle my power, I know I can handle his power, but I'm not, you know, I don't underestimate nobody, man. I've got caught before, you know, so. And he actually beat Leonard Garcia. I lost to Leonard Garcia, but I shouldn't have lost, you know what I mean? But it is what it is. I got caught, and he might be underestimating me going into that fight also, you know, thinking because he beat Garcia, knocked him out first round, I lost to him, so. But styles make fights, man. That's what everybody's going to realize. Like, how he beat Garcia and Lane lost to Garcia. You know what I mean? But that, like you say, styles make fights, man.
Julian, so when you come down to Tampa for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships 8, I would like to invite you and your entire crew to my restaurant, Tour de Pizza. Just like you, I cut the red mohawk off. I put my skills in the kitchen, in the pizza. So dinner for you and your whole team when you come in town, before or after your fight, your choice, and we'll knock it out.
And Julian, right, cool. I do have to admit to you, he's a much better pizza guy than co-host.
You guys are doing great, man.
We appreciate your time. We're looking forward to having you back in the Tampa Bay area. We're going to put you on hold so we can send you out a care package from 8-Man Strong for coming on and talking to us for a couple minutes. I'll see you in a couple weeks in Tampa.
Sweet, man. Thank you so much.
That is Julian Lane, and it is going to be a hell of a fight.
Oh, it's going to be.
You know, it's. I'm very excited about it.
At the banger.
It should be.
It's going to be epic.
Epic?
Epic. And Jim Allish was in the Jits tournament that I was the announcer of, and the Jits Kings Promotions announced their Miami tournament January 24th.
Do you have a passport? Can you go to it?
It's in South America, right? Miami?
Yeah, it's in Miami.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to get back across the wall.
Well, and that's what we're hoping. We're hoping that you'll go down and they won't let you back in.
It's true.
I think that'll be perfect. So,
makes sense.
All right, we are at the bottom of the hour. Let's go hit this break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Deontay the Bronze Bummer Wilder, WBC heavyweight champion of the world, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. Bam, baby. Good night.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong. On Saturday, October 13th, the Humane Society of Tampa Bay will host the 2018 Tuxes and Tails Fundraising Gala at the Tampa Convention Center. Nordic Knights will offer an enchanted evening in a wintry land. Join the fun that features a live and silent auction, a cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment featuring adoptable pets, after party, and cigar bar on the waterfront. For more details or to purchase tickets, go to tuxtailstampa.com or humanesocietytampa.org.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
I don't know what the song is.
Got a bang.
This is a Khabib walkout song?
Yeah, it is.
You have exclusives that no one else has access to. Well,
sometimes that is definitely true. All right. So we're going to give away a pair of BK FC tickets.
Okay.
You have to be listening for this pair. Now, obviously, we're also going to do a pair. No, because, you know, the replays and all that stuff are coming up as well. So we're going to do a ticket giveaway for Saturday's events. So we're going to do main and co-main of UFC and Bellator.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So it's only four fights, and tiebreaker will be what round. I want to kind of do both. Which fight will go longer, the Bader fight or the Khabib fight? And a round. And you have to pick the round.
I'm going
to
take Poirier in four.
All right. Well, seeing that you're not eligible, it doesn't really matter what you're going to pick.
I'm always eligible.
So main, co-main UFC, main, co-main Bellator. Which fight goes longer and what round?
Okay.
Okay. So to register.
And they don't have to be local to win. You'll mail the tickets. They just have to come to Tampa.
You have to pick up the tickets here. You don't have to live here.
Right.
But you're going to have to come with your ID.
Based out of, not from.
What?
I'm just trying to establish where the fights are. You're not shipping the tickets to our nation audience.
You have to pick them up at
local in Tampa for the Tampa event.
And if you win them, you win them. Because I don't want people to win them and then sell them.
Of course.
The whole object is. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to give away a pair of bare knuckle right now.
Okay.
Okay. So it's the first person that tweets it.
Okay.
Okay. So if you're listening, I'm going to give you a couple seconds before I give you the question.
Okay.
So let's give them 10, 15 seconds to get
power up your computer.
Because it's the first person that tweets it, you know, notifies, hashtags, whatever it's called, you know, Knockout Radio, tags, whatever it's called. Not Instagram, not Facebook, because I'm not able to do them all because it'll be the first one.
What about on Christian Mingle?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So
have you ever seen this 90-minute fiance thing? Oh my God, I love this show. I have not seen
90-minute fiance.
90-day finance.
Oh, fiance.
Fiance.
Oh. Financer. Like the best the money can buy.
All right. So here's what we're gonna do. The first person that tweets, okay, and you have to be able to pick up the bare knuckle tickets,
right,
in Tampa at Will Call. At the arena, or we'll leave them at Torta Pizza, one or the other.
Sure.
And if we leave them here, they can even get a slice or two of pizza on you.
Of course.
I'm quick to give your stuff away. We just had Julian Lane on.
Yes.
The first person that tweets who he's fighting at Bare Knuckle FC 8 in Tampa wins a pair of tickets.
Good question.
So
it's a banger.
There you go. First person to do it.
Go. All my Jitsu King guys have a huge advantage in this one.
Why? Because they're listening?
Well, because I know who it is. He was there. He was competing.
Not enough already.
Okay.
No more secrets. I forgot to bring something up with Matt Friola.
Oh, what's that?
He's a big Met fan.
Oh, yeah?
Big Met fan.
Big time.
I meant to ask him about his boy Lenny Dykstra getting in and fighting.
Yeah, he's fighting in the celebrity boxing matches.
Against whoever Bagel Boy is.
Bagel Dave, something.
I don't know who that is.
It's just an angry bagel guy, but all of us restaurant guys are angry
guys. I'm an angry guy.
There's more fights in a restaurant or in a bagel shop than in the octagon, I can assure you.
I've seen more fights in your pizzeria.
It's more dangerous here. Yeah. Like, no one's died in an octagon. People have died at pizza. I've buried four people.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, there's knives here. There's pizza cutters. There's weapons.
Khabib Poirier, who are you taking?
Poirier and four.
I just want to see if you change.
Well, I had a vision. I actually dreamt about it. I saw the knockout. I saw the punch. It's actually it's not a full uppercut, but it's more of like a straight underhand, and it knocks out Khabib.
That's scary.
So that's the winning shot.
If that happens, that's scary.
It wasn't all the way up like this. It was more like a straight like that, and the head pops back. And you're done.
Now, I won't say who it is.
Okay.
But is it bad that there is a MMA media person who was in my dream last night? It was a little weird.
It's a little creepy. What was he wearing?
This person.
Did it match his Tinder account?
It had something to do with a post that I put up or I responded to.
Okay.
I had somebody's back
about
the American flag and the blue or the black line.
Okay.
And I agreed with the person that it is disrespectful. It is.
Because it alters the original flag.
You are not supposed to alter
even though it's for the police or the fatality of a serviceman or woman.
Right.
So the intent is good.
The intent is good.
Disrespect to the flag is what it is. It's disrespect.
And so I responded just saying I agree with everything he's saying. I get what it's for. I'm for what it's for. I'm agreeing with him that it is disrespectful to the flag. In my dream, a MMA media person who I've just become friendly with was in my dream yelling at me that I was being disrespectful for saying that it was disrespectful. It was kind of funny.
Wow. Speaking of disrespecting the flag, any chance Kaepernick comes back and plays for the Colts?
I'm going to say no.
I mean, who else they got? Luck quit. I mean,
do you have a problem with that?
Not really. I mean, it's a job. He's an employee. People quit all the time. I got the guy behind the counter. He's quit 6 times.
Well,
I fired him 7.
You know what we have forgot to talk about?
What's that?
Zeke.
Oh, yeah. What's he doing? Holding out?
No, he got paid today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got paid today.
How much did he get paid?
I believe it was $90 million. 6 years, I think $50 million guaranteed. This guy knew exactly. They are geniuses. And I think Jones was in on this.
They had to hype up the...
He didn't want Zeke...
Going anywhere
in,
else.
In preseason. He didn't want to get hurt.
Sure.
This works out perfectly. He didn't do anything.
Of course.
He didn't do any camps. He didn't do anything.
I mean,
this is a veteran move.
You talk about the WWE being scripted. I mean, the NFL. I mean, there's more drama in a preseason camp.
There was no doubt this was going to get done.
For sure.
There was no doubt this way. He will play on Sunday. He'll have 192 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 2 pancakes.
Yeah.
And he'll jump in one Salvation Army bucket.
That's what he does. He's a Salvation Bucket Army guy.
And he got fined for it. Did you see the fine that one of the Bucks got in the Browns game where he pushed the quarterback?
Really?
Now, it was after, but he pushed him. He didn't hit. This game is getting to a point where it's not even fun anymore.
Yeah, nobody wants to watch it. It's all rules. Nobody likes rules in general.
and now at least they changed where you can go to instant replay on pass interference a day late and a dollar short.
It's just going to slow the game down and drag it out.
But don't you want you don't want the game dragged out and slowed down, but you want the right team to win.
I think in the playoffs last year, the Saints definitely got...
But you have to do it all the time.
The Saints definitely got hosed
on that
play.
So don't you want there to be things set up that it can be fast enough that it's not a 2, 3, 4, 5-minute thing, that it takes 30 seconds?
I mean, or you just go back to old school rules like no blood, no foul. First one to the ball, first one to the pylon, first one to the touchdown wins.
So then it wouldn't have been a foul last year.
Just like man up. If he's in your way, knock him down.
No, I'm okay with this.
Go back old school. Everything's better back old school. Boxing,
bare knuckle. And I think baseball should go into instant replay after every pitch.
It already is the most boring sport on the planet.
I think it is.
You're going to draw it out even more.
I'm thinking about going to the game on Saturday.
Why?
I think the giveaway is pajamas.
I thought they were going to give away the lower 100 section.
Well, they can't.
Because they can't sell it.
I was getting people that were texting me about the 6 people that went to the game yesterday. 6. It was a doubleheader.
Did you see my Facebook? My daughter set up like a row of dolls.
Yeah, I did.
And I was like, hey, look, there's more people watching TV right now in her cheering section than at a Rays game.
I think it's funny. I truly do. And I believe that the Rays don't care. The Rays marketing team,
they don't care.
The ownership, they don't care.
So go to Canada.
The PR staff, they don't care.
Go to Canada. Go to Montreal. Split the season.
I think that'd be a great idea.
That's great.
It'll never happen. I think it's a great idea from somebody that doesn't care and doesn't go to a game. Okay? And that's my disclaimer. I think it makes the most sense because you're taking a sport that nobody really wants to see.
Right.
Where it's already obvious. And now you drop it from in the 80s to in the 40s. I'm okay if you go to 2 different places.
Right.
So every, 24 games in different cities.
Half of them at the Field of Dreams in Iowa.
I think that would be cool.
That would be cool.
You know, they're setting that whole thing up, and the outfield is going to be like a glass, and you can see through the glass.
Isn't that
the cornfields.
Like the Children of the Corn or whatever. Wasn't there a scary movie like that?
I don't know. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon, and then we'll turn it over to Matt and let him get us thrown off the air, FCC, ISP, and everything else. We do have some more tickets to give away. We'll, again, go over the requirements for Saturday's dual events and how you can register for Bare Knuckle FC as well as UFC tickets. We'll do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Baseball Hall of Famer Wade Boggs. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Macaroni. Cup-a-roni.
Pepperoni? That's what it ought to be, pepperoni. We should do like a draft or something. Like a fantasy football draft of pizza toppings.
Well, why? That's kind of lame.
Fantasy draft of concerts.
We should say...
More importantly, this Monday is the kickoff show of the return of the Monday Night Player Show at the Press Box Sports Emporium.
Oh, that is. That's big. 19 years?
I believe this is our 18th year at the Press Box.
Wow.
And I want to say it's our 30th year.
That's huge.
Of the Player Show.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's going to be one of the longest running consecutive shows on.
I believe Talking Sports / Knockout Radio is the longest running sports show in Tampa Bay.
For sure.
There's no doubt about that. And then again, if this is our 30th year of the Player Show, I'm going to say that's the longest running Player Show as well. We have some cool guests lined up. I'm purposely not going to announce because I have a promise from somebody that will be coming.
Well, I guess some of them are going to get cut already.
No.
or have been cut.
The cuts have already been made.
Okay.
And I didn't really reach out to anybody until all of that was done. First month is all set. Alumni will be coming the Monday after West Coast games.
Didn't you see one of your people from the great state of Auburn?
I saw that shirt.
You like that shirt?
No.
No, I tagged you in that shirt on purpose.
I saw it.
You want to tell everybody about that shirt, like the history behind that saying?
Sure. So Marcus Brimage was on the show. Ironically,
UFC fighter.
He was at the time. Also a military person at the time. And he's known as the Alabama Beast. Since my brother played at Alabama, we're Alabama Crimson Tides a little
through
bit.
Through and through?
Through because of my brother.
The blood is crimson in that family.
It is. Well as my high school was crimson as well.
All right.
So, yeah, there's definitely crimson in our, well, plus most people's blood is crimson. So, you know, it all fits well. So I said to Marcus, I said, so you're the Alabama Beast. Is that Alabama or Auburn? Who's your team? And he said, well, I don't come from the great state of Auburn. And then somebody was wearing a shirt that said that.
The great state of Auburn.
That is crazy.
I guess it was a limited edition. They only made it like one time. And
they probably only made one shirt, too.
Well, he had it, and he was wearing it here.
And I sent it off to Marcus, but he didn't respond. So
okay.
Marcus Brimage had been at Torta Pizza.
He has.
I believe he was one of the first. I believe he was the first.
First UFC fighter.
MMA fighter.
Yeah. Oh, MMA, yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think Matt Hamill was second.
I believe he was second. And then on.
Then Tony Ferguson.
And Rashad. Max Payne's been there.
Yeah, Max. Chris had Lights Out Lytle.
Yep. Yep.
Ken Shamrock. Don't forget about The Rock.
Oh, now he's The Rock?
I mean,
there can only be one
call
Rock.
Him Sham? Don't call him a Sham.
Well, you can call him anything you want.
All right.
I want no part of it when you call him that.
No, just call him The Rock.
Well, no. If the only certain people, you said after one person has a nickname.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And The Rock is a nickname.
Did Ken Shamrock ever have it? No, he had the Most Dangerous Man.
Right.
Like, was it at the time or Most Dangerous Man now?
He was the Most Dangerous Man.
But it's not now. Not current.
Why?
He couldn't have that same nickname.
So, in other words, you can take a nickname away. Well, is that what you're saying?
Because that's more like a title.
It was a nickname.
But at the time, it was more relevant. But now he's not the Most Dangerous Man, is he?
It depends. Does he carry a gun?
Probably.
Well, then he's the Most Dangerous Man.
We all are dangerous men. Well, this guy's got a stockpile of guns.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's a dangerous man.
And we don't name names or anything, you know. As long as it's legal, it's move on.
Moving on.
So, who are you taking in the Bellator fight?
I'm going to go with Bader. I think Bader's a smarter fighter. I think he's going to control the fight.
What makes you think he's a smarter fighter? Have you talked to Chuck Congo before?
You've
talked to him?
Yeah. So I was in the safari, and we were hanging out.
In the safari?
Out. He's from Congo. We talked about this. He's fighting out of the Congo.
You're an idiot. You just are an idiot.
I was training with Bongo. We were on a safari, and we were talking. No.
At Disney World, right?
it was Epcot. And,
I believe the safari is at Animal Kingdom.
No, that makes sense.
So, I know it does.
I think, you know, historically speaking, Chuck, you know, he likes to use all the energy quickly. If he doesn't get the knockout quickly, he gasses out pretty easy. And I think Vader's going to take advantage of that and can control him and inflict his will.
Who's going to win the co-main event?
Who's the co-main event?
We'll go the co-main event UFC with Paul Felder. Who are you going to go?
Who's Felder fighting?
Exactly.
I don't know.
What kind of producer are you?
I'm the talent. I'm not the producer. I'm the entertainment. I don't know who's Felder fighting. Do you even know?
I don't know. I'm not sure I could tell you anybody that's on the card. Because all the talk of this fight is Khabib.
Well, no one's going to see it because it's at like 2 o'clock in the middle of the day.
They are going to see it. I think more people are going to see this than probably.
Oh, he's fighting Barboza.
Right.
Oof, that's a monster.
Why do you think people are not going to watch this fight? I think more people will watch this fight.
I think Felder's going to get his ass whooped. I mean, Barboza's no joke.
Yeah, but Felder's from the great state of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He didn't even catch that. He didn't even listen.
Why?
You're not even listening.
Why? What do you mean?
Where's Felder from?
The great state of Philadelphia. But he's not a state. It's a city. All you knuckleheads, like, you know.
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. Let me just keep your attention for five more minutes.
But I was reading the card and trying to figure out who these people are.
Good. Say their names. How bad can you butcher these?
All right. After the co-main, the lightweight bout between Islam Makhachev versus Davi Ramos. Ramos.
Keep going.
Curtis Blades.
Blades. I do have to give him credit. He is the entertainment.
Shamil
Shamazel.
Nick, take a look. Take a gander at that. Abracadabra? The magic man is going to win. I don't know. How do you even pronounce that? It's all.
Which one?
A B D U R A. R H I M O V.
You said, "How do you spell?" I'm going to spell it.
How do you pronounce that?
I'm going to take Curtis Racer Blades.
Yeah, go with the blade.
Now, is that not one of the better nicknames?
The blade?
No, Razor. Razor Blades. It's good. It flows. You know, we used to always talk about Uncle Creepy,
right?
And then we would talk about Touchy Feely.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a nickname. Touchy Feely is not a nickname. His nickname is Touchy.
And like, and Phil Brooks, his nickname is, what is it?
CM Punk.
Right. Like the UFC.
That's not his nickname.
How come the UFC, when he fought, that's never called nickname. Him Phil Brooks?
Because his name, he went by CM Punk.
But that's not his legal name. They use everybody else's legal name.
How do you know that?
What they, don't they?
How do you know that?
They use their stage name?
They could.
They did it just for marketing, for the dollars.
Well, of course they did.
To move the needle.
No, of course. But right. That's what he goes by. He
but,
goes
but
by CM
Punk. But doesn't the WWE own CM Punk, the
right.
rights to it?
Let me answer this for you, rocket scientist.
Okay.
Obviously not.
I mean, Hulk Hogan doesn't own Hulk Hogan. McMahon owns that.
Okay.
As a character created by a company.
Obviously, Phil Brooks owned, I would assume, or he wouldn't have been able to use it. Hogan uses Hulk Hogan.
Well, he had to pay it out then. He probably had to pay.
I don't know.
License it out or something.
I don't know.
The WWE got paid on some of that, for sure.
Maybe not.
You know?
Maybe some guys that come in with their name. Already have their name.
Because Hogan owns Hulkamania. He owns the clothing line and the Hulk. But he doesn't own Hulk Hogan, does he?
I don't know.
I don't think he does. He doesn't own it.
Next time you're hanging out on the beach in thongs, ask him.
I'm going to ask him. Not thongs. They're
what are they?
Banana hammocks.
Oh, that's a picture I'll never get out of my... Oh, my God.
The highlight hammock, that's what we call it.
This is absolutely awful.
It's only in Miami.
That's something that I may never get out of my mind.
No, but I mean, the licensing is a big deal. Like the name,
of
the ownership, the intellectual property.
And some, I would say more than others, don't. But there have been few. I would be surprised if Hulk Hogan doesn't own that.
I'm sure he owns some of it. I mean, I don't think he owns it all.
Again, I don't know.
I guess it's all about the contract, right? I mean,
that's what it's all about.
I mean, you don't own all of the Naked Pizza Man.
I don't want any of it.
You own some of it.
I don't own any of it.
You own the best of it.
There is no best of it. I know that we have plenty of time to worry about it and talk about, you know, BKFC8 that's coming, returning to Tampa. Like I said, tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at their website. Make sure you go and purchase them. We'll have some tickets to give away. I'm going to give away a pair Monday night. I'm going to give away a pair of the UFC tickets Monday night. Out at the Press Box Sports Emporium, the return of the Monday Night Players show. You going to be there?
Yes, I will. Damn. I'll be there. I'm always there to support you.
Okay.
I have another question. And this is a true question. I'm not just kidding. But you talked about last week about how the UFC, the UFC and the fighters in the UFC are like contract labor, right? They're like 1099 independent contractors.
Right.
How can, because Khabib has gone on file on report this week saying that McGregor doesn't deserve a title shot. He hasn't beaten anybody in 3 years. Mm-hmm. That he has to go and fight Gaethje or a handful of other people before he's even worthy of another title shot against him. How does he get to call the shots? And or how does the UFC tell independent contractors who they get to fight when they work for themselves?
The here's the issue. When the corporation comes to whoever, you know, so we'll say Khabib, and they're going to say, we want you to fight Conor McGregor. And if you say no, then you're not going to fight.
No,
That's your fight.
So the athlete has the final say.
Yes and no.
If you're the champion, you don't fight who they tell you to fight.
No, you do fight who they tell you to fight. You can say no, and then depending on what the organization wants to do, the promotion, the organization, whatever, we want you to fight him.
Can Dana make him fight Conor?
No.
Can he force him?
I don't think he can make him fight him, but I believe that the company, whether it's Dana or whoever, you know, can make him either fight him or not fight.
Or strip the belt.
This is your fight.
And give it to someone else.
This is your fight. Take it or leave it.
And do you agree with Khabib saying that Conor should fight Ferguson next or Gaethje fight?
Ferguson is going to fight the winner of Khabib Poirier. They both have said it. They both agree that Tony Ferguson deserves that fight next. And I believe Tony will fight for that title next. I do. But that's what they'll do. They'll say, we want you to fight. Now, again, you can play hardball like Zeke. No, I'm not. I'm sitting out. Diaz.
Right.
Diaz is sit out because they don't want to fight who they're told to fight.
Right.
And they can't do anything else. They can't go to another organization. They have to fight who they're, you know, being told to fight. And until then, they'll sit and wait. And then eventually, if they wanted to strip them or whatever. So we will wait and see how it plays out. So on Twitter, on Facebook, on knockoutradio.com, main event, co-main event, UFC main event, co-main event, Bellator, and which main event will go longer and what round will it end. And you'll register to win UFC tickets and bare knuckle tickets. You must pick them up in Tampa fight night or fight week. For Matt, this is Knockout Radio at Knockout Radio, sponsored by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.